1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
app. I'm Justin Finch. Economic growth speeding up a bit. The first look at GDP numbers from the second quarter shows the economy growing at a rate of 2.4%. That's up from the 2% posted in the first quarter. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's fine after freezing mid-sentence during a press briefing Wednesday. He returned to take questions and later said,
"Well, the president called to check on me. I told him I got sandbagged."
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir? How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
However, the 81-year-old suffered a concussion after a fall in March, and ABC learned he suffered another fall 2 weeks ago. A plea hearing was anything but routine Wednesday for President Biden's son, Hunter. A federal judge took issue with the provision protecting Biden from future prosecution. Hunter Biden has been charged with tax and gun crimes. This is ABC News. The U.S. women's national soccer team overnight playing to a 1-1 draw with the Netherlands in the World Cup in New Zealand. They rebounded after going into halftime down. A WNBA star now facing domestic violence charges.
Raquana Williams plays for the Las Vegas Aces. Arrested on Tuesday, documents obtained by ABC News say she's accused of domestic battery. She allegedly beat her wife by kicking and punching her, even strangling her over allegations of infidelity. The fight allegedly lasted about an hour. Las Vegas police say they could see injuries on the victim when they arrived. Williams was arrested and booked into the Clark County Jail. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Several people hopped out of boats near Palm Beach to get in the water with manatees, and one man was spotted riding a jet ski right over them. The problem, manatees are protected by state law, and anyone harassing them could face fines or jail time. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A man with a knife was taken into custody after a standoff with police on Green Bay's east side. Green Bay police responded about 5:30 yesterday evening after learning that a man had entered a house with a knife. SWAT was called in, as well as a crisis negotiator. The incident lasted about 3 hours until the man eventually surrendered without incident and was taken into custody. Authorities say one person in the home was injured with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The driver of one of the vehicles in the fatal crash Friday night in Ellaway has been charged. Kelton Snulligan was charged yesterday with multiple violations, including 2 counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The crash happened on Webster Avenue in Ellaway near the Quick Trip. Luis Rijo Alvarado, the driver of the other car, and Trevor M. Herman were both killed in the crash. Snulligan will appear in court August 18th. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest. With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before now. You said I was childish, and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. They hated me, they'll hate you. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, Tom, I'll come right to you. I'm talking about the fact that we're talking about the ocean temperature over by Florida is over 100 degrees. For heaven's sakes, they're taking the coral out of the ocean, trying to preserve it. And the irony of all of this is business is looking to mine minerals from the ocean. Last week, a little-known autonomous global body, the International Seabed Authority Council, opted to delay the start of a large-scale commercial ocean mining, likely until 2025, amid growing opposition from world leaders, ocean advocates, and marine scientists worldwide are saying, hey, this is not the time. Don't do this. But the business community is not concerned because there's money to be made. And never mind about the impact of the globe. Got to get that money. Tom, thank you very much. Man, you say what?
Well, first, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You know, it's really amazing. I really, really struggle with the fact that I don't believe in a hell, but I do struggle with the fact that I hope that for these people that are destroying the world and these people that are doing it all in favor of money and everything, I hope that when they do pass on, that there is a special type of hell for them. I don't know if that's wrong of me to say or not, but it's just the way I feel. And people like Sinead O'Connor and other artists and things like that that have happened, It's very, very similar to the story of Jesus Christ. You know, we love them, then we hate them, and then we love them again. And if you look at a lot of the great artists and great people, you know, that's what happens. Now, the good thing is you don't have people talking so much about some of the people that have passed on that have not been so great in this world. And I don't know if that's what the, you know, the hell is or what, but, you know, like yesterday, Mitch McConnell, everyone was like feeling very, very sad for him because he couldn't, you know, put together two sentences or a sentence or a word. And, you know, I just said, I hope that he gets the same exact, you know, when he passes on, I hope he gets the same treatment that I think Pat Robertson might be getting right now. I really, really struggle with this, and I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, I'll tell you, the Mitch McConnell thing, when I saw Mitch McConnell, I had empathy for him. Because what I saw was a feeble man who, but it goes to the core of, as you know, this attack on Joe Biden, another feeble older man. And these people are where, at this point in their lives, they shouldn't be. I'm sorry. Mitch McConnell is what, 82? He's a little older than Joe Biden. And we've got them in these positions, powerful, powerful positions. And when the guy at 82 stood before the world and froze, what are we expecting? The average 82-year-old can't do those things, and we shouldn't expect them to do it. But I did have empathy for him because what I saw was a human being who's put in a position that he's long since, you know, gone beyond what he should be doing at that age. I'm just sorry. But I felt no animosity towards him, no hatred for him. And that's what people should be doing for Joe Biden, right? I mean, come on. He's another guy. He's in a position that we've got him in. And, you know, man, look, I'm 69, man. There are times when, you know, I'm at a loss. But 82? Come on. What?
But the thing is, if that little mishap happened with Joe Biden,
I know.
You would not have that type of empathy on the other side.
I know. But that's them. That's not me.
I understand it. But the number of lives that Mitch McConnell has destroyed when he was in his heyday or whatever it was, or still is with, you know.
I know, Tom, I get you. But here's the way I look at it. What is there for me to gain in my life by watching that man, who's still a human being, suffering at that point in his life? There's nothing for me to gain by hating him. So that's the way I look at it, man. I couldn't see. All I saw was this poor guy standing there with that look where he didn't know where he was. He didn't know why he was there. And you know, even though he recovered a little bit later, hey, man, it's time. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate the compassion you have for people. You know, you, again, before you went to break, you were talking about global warming. And I saw John Kerry testify. What a joke.
Why was he a joke?
Because the hypocrisy of him you know, as he flies around in his Heinz Ketchup private jet, well over 3 million miles, and he complains about the footprint. Well, we've heard his warnings come and go as China builds coal plants every 2 weeks.
Hey, CJ.
And our... Right, okay.
Have you heard of Project... Have you heard of Project 2025? No, you haven't. Well, let me tell you about it. It's a plan by Republicans to dismantle U.S. climate policy for the next Republican president. Project 2025. Look it up. Right-wing groups penned a conservative wish list of proposals for the next conservative president to gut environmental protections.
Amen. Amen to that.
Did you just hear me? Did you hear us just say the ocean temperature is at 100 degrees, man? Did you just not hear that?
Earl, I watch C-SPAN every day, and I saw the chairman of the Environmental Protection Agency testify. And you know what he testified to? He said he wanted America to spend $50 trillion, and he couldn't guarantee the global warming, which man supposedly affects.
What do you mean supposedly affects? Let me say this to you, man. You've got young grandchildren, right?
1/100th.
Do you have young grandchildren? I'm asking you a question. Okay. Yeah. So don't you want them to be able to live in a world that they don't have to be concerned about what we know now is coming? It wasn't that way with you and I. Don't you want them to have that same kind of opportunity to live and enjoy this life? Or is your politics more important?
Remember the end of the world date is come and gone for John Kerry already.
This is not about John Kerry, man.
CJ,
this is not about John Kerry. What part of the ocean, what part of them taking apart the coral reef don't you understand?
Earl, what part don't you understand that the EPA can't even guarantee it changed 1/100th of a degree and destroy our economy?
The hell with the economy. The hell with the economy.
Clean water, clean air, but they can't guarantee.
Hey, CJ, to hell with the economy. What good is the economy if the people's lives are lost because of the economy?
China doesn't give.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. An alliance of right-wing groups has crafted an extensive presidential proposal to bolster the planet's heating oil and gas industry and hamstring the energy transition. It has emerged against a backdrop of record-breaking heat and floods this year. The $22 million endeavor, Project 2025, was convened by the notorious right-wing climate-denying think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which has ties to fossil fuel billionaire Charles Koch. So, yeah, let's put more money in Charles Koch's pocket. To hell with the rest of us. Man, got to go to a break. Karina, I see you. I'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 90. South winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 68. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 83. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 70s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Another look at the short range. High of 90 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
We used to go out walking hand in hand. You told me all the big things you had planned. It wasn't long till all your dreams came true. Success put me in second place with you. You have no time to love me anymore.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Look it up. Project 2025 was convened by the notorious right-wing climate-denying think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which has ties to fossil fuel billionaire Charles Koch, called the Mandate for Leadership, the Conservative Promise. It is meant to guide the first 180 days of the presidency for an incoming Republican president. Hopefully, the world will come to an end before there is such a thing as another Republican president. Climate experts and advocates criticize planning that would dismantle U.S. climate policy. The nearly 1,000-page transition guide was written by more than 350 right-wingers and is full of sweeping recommendations to deconstruct all sectors of the federal government, including environmental policy. So you're a Republican, and it's still mind-boggling to me, those of you who call yourself that, and you support this kind of idiocy. Maybe you don't know about this, but maybe I think what you should do is read a little bit more about the policies of conservatism. And maybe when you realize it doesn't benefit you, maybe you'll change the fact that you wear that badge of honor and call yourself a conservative. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. You know what? You're right. And I'm thinking about it all the time. The bull factors, a poor man yesterday. I work for healthcare. To me, it looked like he had a mini stroke. And I felt really, really sorry for him. He should be resting. Why do we have geriatric government?
and why this geriatric government comes out with complete demented ideas and demented projects. And they have no vision. Those are old imperialists who trying to run this country the way it was run in the 70s. And it's not going to happen.
You know, Karina, I'm trying to get to become a geriatric person. I'm not far away. But, yeah, your point is valid. And I know it angers people. But when I was watching Mitch McConnell yesterday, I mean, all I could think about is, hey, what is it going to take? Are we going to see before our eyes some geriatric person who's still in government keel over before all of us, before people finally start realizing, hey, you know, I hope that, and maybe I don't hope, but I know it's not going to happen anyway. What was the guy's name? Larry King. Okay. So I hope somebody, if I'm still around and somebody still thinks I have something to say of value, that I'm not Larry King, 95 years old, still trying to do radio. Come on. You know, there's a point in our lives where it's time to move on, Karina. And government is not the place to be when you're almost 90 years old, right?
Exactly. You're in the radio, entertainment, fine. You're doing what you
no,
love.
No, but I even
think... But you're not making a decision for a million people.
Right. Right. For 200 or 325 million people, right? Come on.
Right. In the world. And why? Again, to a J, to a CJ, please stop comparing America to the third world country. Let's bring America to a standard. Let's at least get our newborn death to somewhere, but not the 36th place in the world. Can we do this, please? But yet you're trying to kill future generation now.
That's what
you
they're doing.
Deliver the babies, but you want to deliver the babies. You're not giving us anything to do this. You're telling us that the inflation is going down. You're increasing the interest rate. The produce costs more and more. Life costs more and more. And now, I don't know what future my son is going to have. He lives in Florida. What are they going to burn alive over there?
You know, Karina, that's always my concern. Hey, there are people who deserve the same opportunity we had to live our lives. And that's the way we need to be looking at this, okay? Not some greedy guy. Charles Koch has had, he's got enough money. Come on. He's still trying to get more. He's not going to be able to stay on this planet one millisecond longer than when it's his time, just like his brother, or just like me, or just like anybody else. When it's our time, we can't stay here any longer because we have a lot of money. Thank you very much for the call, Karina. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Economic growth speeding up a bit. The first look at GDP numbers from the second quarter shows the economy growing at a rate of 2.4%. That's up from the 2% posted in the first quarter. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's fine after freezing mid-sentence during a press briefing Wednesday. He returned to take questions and later said,
"Well, the president called to check on me. I told him I got sandbagged."
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir?
How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
However, the 81-year-old suffered a concussion after a fall in March, and ABC learned he suffered another fall 2 weeks ago. A plea hearing was anything but routine Wednesday for President Biden's son, Hunter. A federal judge took issue with the provision protecting Biden from future prosecution. Hunter Biden has been charged with tax and gun crimes. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The first part of the Taylor Shipp business trial is over and the verdict is in. The woman on trial for the murder and mutilation of Shad Therian has been found guilty on all counts. It took the jury well under an hour to convict the 25-year-old Shipp business. Day 3 testimony included a video where Shipp business went into graphic detail about how she dismembered Therian's body. Prosecutors also showed a selfie Shipp business took of her holding a photo of Jeffrey Dahmer. Shipp business has been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. Phase 2 of the trial starts today and will focus on whether or not Shipp business was responsible for the crime or was suffering from a mental disease at the time. A missing teenager has been found and is safe. 13-year-old Tryson Treptow was last seen Tuesday night, but the City of Ripon Police Department announced shortly after 3 p.m. yesterday that Treptow had been found. I'm Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
Few events bring people together from 80 different countries, but the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh is not your typical tourist attraction.
Every year in the five-county Fox Valley area, it's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending. Of course, it gives you a level of publicity that's a door opener wherever you go.
Dick Napinski's worked for EAA more than 30 years. He says the continuing economic growth of the event is worth celebrating, along with its 70 years of success. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us/news. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Listen, this climate situation that I haven't really focused on much, and but I tell you, after what you know we're experiencing over the last, you know, year or two, man, we've got to talk about this. You know, I know in my lifetime never experienced what is going on today. Have not. And you know, and yet there are people who still, you know, want to minimize this. That's the inherent danger is that we have people in these positions, these political leadership, and who dismiss these things. And so here's an article, and I see you, Tom, from West Dallas. I'll come to you. And this says, Joe Biden must declare a climate emergency, and he must do so now. Biden had the last opportunity of any president to keep the world under 1.5 centigrade of heating. Instead, he is squandering time we do not have. Let's go to the phone lines, and Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I just have a few statements or observations. You think that people would get the hint. When, remember back in the 70s that L.A. and Phoenix were in a big cloud of smog?
Oh, yes.
And we took steps, catalytic converters, all that stuff to eliminate. Now you go there, it's a hell of a lot better than it once was. Why do people like CJ want that back? Because that's what's happening here. And then he brings up China. Well, you know, for the last 10 years or so, I have heard, you know, oh, they're building two coal power plants a week. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but, you know, if we just do the calculations on that, that's, 1,040 power plants we built. If you look at the geography of China compared to the United States, the United States is the state of Montana smaller in square mileage than China is. So if they just built 1,000, where are they putting all those power plants? And are they really all coal? And he's talking about all the jobs that are being, that because we're going climate change stuff, we're destroying. Well, we're destroying the jobs now, like the fishing industry down in Florida. That's going to be dead in a few years because it can't sustain the fish. So, and how many jobs are we creating building solar panels and wind farms and all that, so we're not polluting? And also, if we're I just lost my train of thought.
Tom, I concur with the things you are saying. But here's the other side of this, and that people like CJ and Coke and those kind of people are concerned, they're concerned about, well, we're destroying our economy. What the hell good is an economy if people can't live? They don't get the correlation. The fact that people should be healthy and living is more important than whether or not you got this great economy. Find other ways. The economy and the evolution of the economy has always taken place in this nation. Hasn't been the same forever. We go through the evolution of that, but man, not at the expense of people's health. The economy shouldn't be at the expense of people's health and the health of the planet. And anybody who thinks that is nuts, I'm sorry. Tom?
I agree. There's, we're running out of water out west. We got a big rain or a big snowpack this last year. Well, that was last year. And now, that's going to start running down again, too. We can only produce so much oil. When are we going to run out of that? Sure, we find big reserves and stuff, but it's kind of like if this was, 120 years ago, the Republicans would be against the car because the buggy whip manufacturers are going to go out of business. And, and what are we going to do about all that? They're going to lose your jobs because, we're going to buy cars now and get rid of horses
all that. They've got a name for you. You're an eco-zealot.
Yeah.
And then somehow, because they throw around the term eco-zealot, that's somehow supposed to say that you're a nut. No, the nuts are the people who in spite of the science, want to ignore it. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. What are your thoughts about President Biden declaring a climate emergency? And I think that that's something clearly that he has the capabilities of doing and that he should do. The Amazon rainforest may already be past its tipping point. Coral reefs, as we know them, will be gone from our planet by mid-century and possibly much earlier, given that the surge in sea surface temperatures. You know, Calvin, there are many animals that live in the ocean and many microscopic animals that feed the larger animals. The ecosystem that's been created, I don't know whether you believe there's a power greater than ourselves or not, that's on you. But the way this ecosystem has been delicately put together, if you lose certain segments of it, it can topple. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. There's everything.
Feeds off of?
Yeah. The small fish eat the plants. The big fish eat the small. Like, it's at the all interconnected. If, like, it even goes down to, like the pH levels of the ocean.
Right.
Affects the livelihood of the environment. Like, everything is dependent on you. Each other thing.
And it's almost like, and we know that. We do know that. But if the money is more important than all of that, because at the root of all of the denial is money. I mean, let's be honest. That's what's at the root of it. The business communities that are making this money are more concerned about it than anything else. And I'll just tell you, man, we just have to get to a better place. Let me go here, because if I don't go here, I'll be accused of not talking about Hunter Biden. And as a matter of fact, this is as important as Benghazi. Calvin. You remember Benghazi? Hey, Benghazi. But they don't talk about Benghazi anymore, do they? I shouldn't get them started again, right?
Yeah, they'll come back to it if you give them a chance. But they found their new obsession.
Okay, so Hunter Biden, has pleaded not guilty. And the world is coming apart at the seams. Because Hunter Biden, and let me just say this, man, I've said it all the time. With all the things that are going on, man, I just, for the life of me, 844-967-2789. Why is Hunter Biden, why is this story so friggin' important? You know, why is it so important? Well, you know, he's a felon with a gun. They're felons with guns all the time, everywhere. Why is this such an important issue, man? With all the other serious issues that are going on, why do Republicans and conservatives focus on something that does not matter? I'm not even going to respond to these two guys because it doesn't even matter. You know, they can't deal with real issues and important issues. They want to deal with this foolishness. So let's say Hunter Biden is guilty. And let's say you lock him up. Okay? And get that out of the way. What about the real issues that impact and affect all of us on a daily basis that you and others of your ilk don't focus on? It's always Hunter Biden. you know, can you possibly think for yourself? I dare not even bring Ken on because we brought him on yesterday. He said something stupid. And I don't even know if you can trust him to even say anything that's going to be relevant. Ken, do you have anything relevant to add? If not, we'll just cut you off.
Yes,
Well, why should I trust you? You didn't have anything relevant yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
President,
you said one stupid word, and you said one stupid word and hung up the phone.
How was it stupid?
Whatever it was you said yesterday, you said one stupid thing and hung up the phone. That's why it was stupid. You waited on the line to get on the air and then said something stupid and hung up the phone. That's stupid. Who was it that said stupid is what stupid does? Oh, Forrest Gump. Go ahead.
Earl, I didn't say it. Our president of the United States said that.
What did he say?
He said he had claimed a cure for cancer.
I didn't say it.
Our president of the United States is senile. He said it.
Are you senile? I'm beginning to think you may be. But anyway, what is it? What is it? Quick, let's get it over. Get it out. Go ahead. What is it?
Yes, back to the gun issues.
Go ahead.
Hello?
We're listening. Go ahead.
Am I still on?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yes, back to the gun issues. It's just how Joe Biden preaches to everybody about gun control, but yet can't even control his own son.
His
guns.
Son is a grown man. What are you talking? Do you have a son?
So, yes.
Okay.
Three of them.
So do I. And my oldest son is what, 46 years old. If he has a gun or does something with a gun, it's not my responsibility. He's an adult.
He'd be preaching to his son more often. I don't care if he's 2 or if he's 50. But yet, he's going to come out and preach to us about gun control.
There should be gun control. There should be gun control. I had the chief of police. Yes. I had the chief of police from the city of Milwaukee in here yesterday. And I know his thoughts on that. They're similar to Joe Biden's. Law enforcement. So let's stop acting like, you know, that's a big deal, because there are a lot of us who agree with that.
I do too.
Well,
but I'm just...
My God. So you just talked about Joe Biden and gun control, and now you say you agree with gun control. Man, you better stop watching Fox News, man, or ONN, or, you know, those other things, and start... Hey, that's something you have that all of us have. I'm not going to say it. Gotta go to me.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
A recent study shows the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture Fly-In brings a big boost to the economy. Governor Tony Evers even calling EAA and Oshkosh one of the most important tourist attractions of the summer.
That civic pride that comes with that, it's one of the crown jewels of state tourism. It's one of those unique events that I tell people, it's a gathering of airplanes and people you'll see no place else in the world.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA for more than 30 years. He tells me 650,000 people will spend more than $17 million while in the Oshkosh area this week. EAA ends on Sunday. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 90. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 68. 83 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Upper 70s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Once again, highs reach 90 this afternoon. Lows level off around 68 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Afraid, but he will not run. Alone, thy will be done. Confessed, but you still feel the shame.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack. They got him. You know, we finally got him. We got our man.
The hunter?
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how many other private citizens, because that's what Hunter is, have been to court on tax or drug charges that you've never heard about? Yeah, I'd say virtually all of them. You know, what this is, you know, I'm barely old enough to remember this, but this is shades of McCarthyism, guilt by association. And in this case, the association is simply the name. Hunter Biden's not in this administration, and none of this has anything to do with the presidency. This is just the more this stuff is put out on the media, of course, the better it is for Republicans, because it's more of a distraction from the real elephant in the room.
Donald Trump and what he's going through.
Well, and also the documented fraudulent electors from the Republican Party who are now beginning to get indicted too. You know, these are people who were involved in what was obviously a conspiracy, and it was at the highest levels of the party. And some of them, like Johnson and Spindell, are still at those levels. And it was a plot to take over the government of the United States. Not one single major Republican political figure has even mentioned this, to my knowledge. And they certainly haven't heard congressional hearings, and they certainly haven't condemned any of this. I mean, this is the most dangerous thing to our democracy. And, of course, that's the whole purpose of the Republican Party at this point, is to just take our attention away from that and then, you know, do everything they can, of course, to wreck the next election, which they're already starting to do with these, you know, these crazy voter suppression laws. So That party still continues to be extremely dangerous, and even more dangerous because, of course, now they have a gerrymandered in majority in the House.
You know,
that's what we've got to address.
Okay, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Calvin, just put that person on, whoever that is. Yeah, who do we have on the line?
Bob.
Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing? You say what, sir? Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Waukesha.
Okay, so you say what?
I just want to say two things. People like DJ are full of it. And I want to commend Joe Biden. Joe Biden called Mitch McConnell and wanted to see how he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
And wished him well. Do you think today's Republican Party, any of those people would call and wish Biden well?
Absolutely not. You know, when Biden tripped the other day, it was mockery, right? And buffoonery on the Republican side of things. I think Mitch McConnell, to his credit, said it was concern. But that's what that party is doing. And if they're not, if the people who are Republicans or conservatives don't support that kind of stuff that you hear from CJ and others, then they need to clearly state that. Otherwise, they get lumped in with those kinds of people who clearly have an agenda based on Tucker Carlsonism in Fox News. I watch Fox News, so I know what they are. I know exactly where they get their ideas and their opinions from. And people always ask me, man, why do you watch Fox News? Man, it's ammunition. So I know when people call, I know exactly where they got that from. You know, because I watch that every day. So I know exactly what's going on. But yeah, you're right, man. That's the difference. And we just got to be able to get beyond that, Bob. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. CJ, I'm going to give you the last shot at it, man. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Earl. Well, the truth cometh. It's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the big guy. The 1023 form that the FBI's held is about influence peddling. $5 million to him and to the big guy and Hunter. It's about burying it. And the nine members, see, you laugh.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Trump was impeached by a perfect phone call. This is about selling out our country.
Let me ask you, I have to laugh. Because how many indictments is former President Donald Trump under?
I know you're going to want to deflect, but how about the present president?
Hey, no.
That's going to take years. I don't know. I don't know 30-something, and that's okay. It's going to take years to be resolved. I'm voting for the Republican nominee.
Whoever that is, they're going to be a loser. You know, you say somebody who's not corrupt. There are some conservatives running that aren't corrupt. You know, a couple of them. But come on. Donald Trump clearly is corrupt. What's the guy's name? The governor of...
Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis, corrupt. Nikki Haley, corrupt. You know, these people are corrupt, man.
The IRS whistleblowers that you believe in, remember you guys believe in whistleblowers so much?
The whistleblower that is being prosecuted on arms dealing charges and is a proven Chinese spy, CJ, that one?
yeah, it is comical, man. To those of us who do our own thinking, CJ, it's comical. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Eric, I'm sorry I can't get to you. We'll get to you the next time. 844-967-2789. Oh, that's for tomorrow. Oh, all right. I'll be back on tomorrow. And Sandy Williams will be back from his Odyssey. Looking forward to seeing him and hearing from him. See you guys later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Jim.